Hello?
This is a confirmation
Hello?
Call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Hi, I just got a phone call right now saying that $299 is going to be deducted out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. There is a purchase of a Google Play gift card.
No, someone hacked into my account. Someone hacked into my account. I didn't do that.
Okay, let me check the IP. And upon checking the IP address, the IP is showing me California, US. I do believe you live in Australia, madam.
Yes, I'm in Victoria, Australia.
So definitely it's a fraudulent charge. So I do believe you want to cancel this charge and as well as block those persons from your internet connection.
Sorry?
I do believe you want to cancel this charge right now and block those persons.
Yes.
For that, there is an online procedure I can see from my server. So could you please let me know, are you using an iPhone or are you using an Android phone?
Android.
Can you put me on speaker on this phone so that I can help you out?
Yep.
Now, on your Android phone, madam, there is an application which says Play Store. Could you find it out and open it up, Play Store?
Play Store?
Play Store, yes, Play Store.
This has happened to me twice now. Now
at the very top, do you see the search bar where you can type something at the very top?
What?
At the very top, do you see a search for apps and games?
Yes.
Type over there, first of all, I will help you to getting the cancellation ID. So type over there, A as in Apple, the letter A.
Yep.
N as in November, N.
Yep.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Yep.
D as in David, D.
Yep.
Now what is the first option coming up, madam?
Press search.
What is the first option? Do you see the options?
Any desk remote.
Click on that any desk.
What is this? Excuse me. Like, is this a scam?
No, madam. Right now, through this any desk, you will get the cancellation ID of this fraudulent charge.
So I installed this any desk remote?
Right now, through this, you will be getting the fraudulent cancellation.
Yeah, do I install this remote? Do I install the app?
Yes, madam, yes. Now, when you see the open option, let me know.
Yep.
Every option coming up, let me know.
Yep. It's done.
Do you see open? Okay, do you see open?
Hang on. Open, yep.
Now click on open and after that what is coming up, let me know.
We got you just care about your privacy, you gotta see we're learning more about
okay. Click on okay.
Yep.
Do you see, now what option next?
It just went back to the app again, hang on, I have to click on it.
Do you see install once again?
This tutorial come up. You can abort the tutorial by touching the area outside the blue.
Yes.
Here you can see a connection to any desk as well.
Now listen to me. Where it is flashing, the circle flashing, you need to click on the flashing areas again and again. It will be
The things come up. 046158.
Tell me the number slowly.
461.
461
580 275.
Okay. Now you can
what
still
is
see.
This? But what is this?
I
why do I have to install this?
Right now, I told you, ma'am, it's a fraudulent charge, so you have generated the cancellation ID from the server.
Yes. So what do I have to install this for?
Let me show you. Like, when a password has been generated, if after that, when you put the password, you will get to see that eBay Secure Server is canceling your purchase right now. You can still see flashing areas. You can still see the flashing area.
No, I can't. I can't do it. This number come up. There's nothing flashing anymore.
Just below the number, do you see set password?
Yes.
Click on the set password.
Yep.
Now, after giving the click on the set password, little bit go down, man, little bit. And there will be an option which says permission profiles. You will get to see permission profiles.
Enable previous session profiles?
No. Permission profiles. There
clear?
Will be a single... Listen to
it
me
says,
first.
It says enable previous session profiles, or underneath it's got clear previous session profiles.
Listen to my word first of all. It will be showing you the option permission profile. In a single line, permission profile.
It's already ticked.
Now what are the options coming up?
I told you, enable previous session profiles, clear previous session profiles, permission profiles.
Click
what
on permission profiles. Click on permission profiles.
Yep. It comes up default, screen sharing.
Yes. Third option, full access.
Full access?
Yes. Now after that, the third option, enable unattended access. Do you see a small blank checkbox? Click on the blank checkbox.
Enable unattended access.
Yes, click on that one, correct.
Set password, yep.
The password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be
okay.
eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yep.
7890.
Yep. Slash?
No slash,
7890. Okay. Yep, okay.
Tell me what have it happened there.
This password is sufficiently safe. Press OK.
Click on OK. From the security server of eBay, you will receive a security warning. When you see the security warning comes up, do let me know. Now, you will get to see an option called Start Now. You need to click on Start Now.
It says it's got access to all my information.
No, madam. No one going to access you any of your information right now. Click on Start Now and you will get to see eBay Secure Server is connected.
It just disappeared.
Again, you will receive the option called Start Now. You need to click on Start Now.
It's gone back to Start Now, okay?
Yes. Now, after that, do you see a close option? Do you see a close?
Permission profiles just come up again.
Do you see close? At the right bottom, do you see close? At the left top, do you see an arrow pointing backwards? An arrow at the left top corner?
No, I think I have to do the password again.
No, go back. Go back to the previous page. Can you go back?
Go back? It's got permission profiles.
No, close that page. Close that. Close. Click on close.
Yep.
Now, at the left top corner, at the very top, do you see security? At the very top, written security. In the red color.
Where?
Security.
Yeah, security. It says security at the top left-hand corner.
Yes, and just left to the security, there will be an arrow. Just see, there will be an arrow. Click on the arrow.
Yep.
Now, what's come up?
Any desk. Connection established.
Yes. And do you see eBay Secure Server over there?
Yes.
Congratulations. Now your connection is being established from the eBay Secure Server. Now I will show you the IP from where the fraudulent persons are doing this kinds of stuff. So open up the Google. Open up the Chrome.
Okay. Sorry, am I going to get my money back?
Yes.
Okay.
We will help you with that.
Okay, open up Google, yep.
Now, on the Google, type over there, my.
Yep.
Then give a space.
My what?
Give a space.
Space bar?
Yes.
Yep.
Then number one.
Yep.
Then P as in yep. Peter, P.
Yep.
Now, do you see the third option which says my 1P address location? The third one.
My 1P address location, yes. Let's
click on that one. Now, after that,
yep.
You will see the first option which says what is my IP address location? Find out here.
Yep.
Click on that one.
Yep.
Now, your IP will be showing you right now. Correct me if I am wrong. It's 49.184.23.202. That's correct?
Yep, that's right.
And at the very top, you can... Now, at the very top of the page, look on the very top of the page, you can see any cross on the left top, any cross symbol?
Any what, sorry?
Any cross or anything which says your status at the very top. Which says your status?
Your IP.
And right next to your IP, do you see your status? It is
protected or unprotected?
See, okay. And on the middle, you can see on the red, what is written on the red, on the middle?
Hide my IP address.
No, on the middle, just below the IP number.
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Yes, so that is the reason your IP address, you can see that your IP address is being followed by those fraudulent persons who are misusing your information right now. Okay.
Okay.
So what you need to do simply, you need to check your email first. Log into your email and check your email. Do you got any suspicious mail from eBay or Amazon or any other e-commerce company? Just check it.
I'm going to have to look. But this is so annoying.
Do not worry. We will help you with the refund as well. Do not worry about that. Today, did you got any purchase like from eBay? From the email of
eBay? I can't see any.
Okay. So that is the reason you should have received the email, but those fraudulent persons have got into your email address. That is the reason they are not letting you to get the email of the confirmation of the order purchase. Okay. Now what you need to do, you need to simply check your statement as well. Check your statement, your bank statement.
Yep, hang on.
Yeah. Okay.
Hang on, I have to log in.
Okay, now do not log in from the application. Are you logging from the application?
Yes, you should check my bank, didn't you?
Yeah, so do not log in from the application. Do it from the Chrome. Do it from your Chrome. Because the application is
okay.
Not safe anymore.
Okay,
just try to log in it. Yeah, yes, I'm on the line. Do not hurry up. Just do it slowly, slowly.
Yeah.
If you check
how come
your
statement, I need to check my statement now? To see if the money's being taken out?
You need to check. That do you see any fraudulent charge?
Hang on, I'm trying to
right
log in still. Hang on.
Yes. Take your time. You don't have to worry about that. Take your time.
Come on, man. Okay, yeah, I've got my statement up.
Yes, check your statement. Do you see any suspicious on your statement, like any a single dollar charge which is unknown to you?
Yeah, I'm trying to look at my, it's not letting me check my statement.
Okay, okay. Apart from that bank, if you have any other bank account, check that.
I can't see. It's not letting, oh, hang on, transaction history, hang on.
Yeah, yes.
No, it's not letting me look into my statement.
Okay, go to your home screen. Go to your home screen.
Yep.
And did you check the NAB statement? Did you check your NAB account?
Why let me check the statement? I told you that.
Did you log into your NAB account?
Yes, it's not letting me check my statement.
Okay, just listen to my, you don't have to, I'm just asking you, ma'am. Okay, apart from NAB, do you have any other bank accounts? Check that.
No. Why do I have to check on my bank account for?
Is this
a scam? This is a scam, isn't it?
How did I ask you any of your information right now? How would I know that you have a NAB account or anything else? I'm just asking you right now. It's a fraudulent
charge. Okay, No, I don't.
Okay, so just tell me that simple thing. Just hold for a moment, let me, because your NAB account is being compromised by those fraudulent persons right now. And you do not do any banking with Westpac?
No.
No?
No, but I've got a Westpac account.
You have a Westpac account?
Yeah, but I don't use it.
Okay, just check the test. That is the reason.
I don't know my number or nothing.
Okay, let me check that for you.
Fucking hell, how long is this going to take?
Ma'am, for the security, for the cancelling of the purchases, for blocking those fraudulent person, you need to be cooperate with me right now. I'm trying to help you. I have shown you the IP address, madam. Okay, what can you see on your cell phone screen? Let me know.
Right now?
Yes.
You told me to go to home screen.
Yes. Now, do you have any application from your Westpac, from your cell phone?
No, I don't.
You do not have any application from your cell phone?
No.
Because right now we have just got the confirmation that your Westpac account is also being compromised from your...
I haven't got a Westpac account. I've got an ING account.
You have an ING account?
Yes.
Yes, just check that as well.
Check
it from the application. You can check the ING from the application.
No. Please, no. Oh, please, no.
What happened? What happened, madam?
Oh, hang on, please. Oh, fuck. No. Oh no, I've been temporarily locked out of my account.
So, you do not know, you do not know, need the...
Hang on, I want to see my... Please, just hang on. I've just got to reset my thing. Just 2 seconds. Fucking hell, what the fuck? I forgot my glasses, I have to reset it quickly, hang on.
Yes, take your time. Do not hurry up.
Oh, please don't say just take the money out of my account, please. All right, Okay, I've set the new access code. Please don't say it's been taken out of my account, please. Okay, nothing's been taken out of my account.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Tell me.
Nothing's been taken out of my account.
Okay, not a problem. So right now what we are going to do, your ING account and your NAB account, right now both the accounts are being used by those fraudulent persons. So just log out from your account.
Yeah, so what do I do?
Okay. Now, from your ING account, do you have any debit card? Did you got any debit card from your ING bank?
Yeah, it's connected to my NUD.
From the ING, I'm talking about the ING bank.
It's connected to my national bank account.
You have a NAP card, another NAP card, and do you have any card from ING?
No, I don't have any card from ING. It's just a savings account.
Okay.
Well, I transfer money into that account from my NAP account.
Okay, so you transfer the money from ING to your NAP account, that's correct?
No, from my NAP account to my ING.
Okay, just hold for a moment.
Yep. I can't believe this is happening. I just want to know.
Okay, where right now are you still on the ING page, ING banking page?
Yes.
Log out. You do not have to cry. I am here with you to try helping you out. You do not have to cry. No need to worry. I will help you out right now for blocking those overseas persons. You do not have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Now, what can you see right now? Tell me.
Just my home screen.
Yes, log out from your ING.
Yep.
Now, there is an application from your cell phone which says AnyDex. Like all the app, there is an app which says AnyDex. Open it up.
Okay. Plug in available.
Click on OK.
Yep.
Now click on install.
Install, okay.
And apart from this cell phone, do you have any computer?
No, I do, but I don't really use it.
Okay, you have, but you don't really use it.
Yeah, okay. I barely use it.
Okay. Now, right now...
Yep, it's been sold.
Okay, just hold.
Yep.
Okay, first of all, ma'am, what you need to do, first take a glass of water, ma'am.
Yep.
First you take a glass of water, ma'am. I'm on the line, take a glass of water.
Yep.
When you are done, let me know.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Now, you need to be patient, ma'am, so that I can help you out right now for blocking those persons, okay? So for that, what you need to do, your IP is being compromised. So first of all, turn on your computer as well.
Yep. I haven't got the computer on.
You have the computer on?
No, it's off.
Yeah, take your time and turn it on. Take your lovely time and turn it on first.
Hang on.
You do not have to hurry up. Just do it slowly.
I barely use this laptop, though.
Yes, that's the reason. You are not using the laptop, and through the laptop, they are taking the information.
Okay. Okay, it's turning on. Okay.
Yeah, take your time. First, connect with your internet. Check it, then turn it on.
Okay, just downloading, starting up.
Okay, take your time.
It's just starting up, okay?
Take your time.
Okay, still starting up.
Okay, take your time. When you see the applications, all the apps, all the icons, do let me know.
Yep, it's still okay. You shut down your computer because of the pop. Okay. All right, it's still opening. Okay.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay, yep, it's on.
Okay, now do you use Google Chrome or are you use Microsoft Edge?
Google Chrome, I think. Yeah, Google.
Open up the Google Chrome first.
Yep. Google Chrome. I have to be connected to the net, don't I?
Yeah, connect your net first, yes. It's a laptop, okay, first of all you need.
Yep, hang on. Hang on, I have to turn my Bluetooth on, hang on.
Take your time, take your time.
Bluetooth. Oh, now hotspot I need, not Bluetooth. Hotspot. Okay. Oh, come on. Alright, I'm connecting now. Okay, I think I'm connected. Yep.
Okay, now open up the Google Chrome.
Yep.
Now type on the Google like you did on the cell phone. Type on the very top Google www. Dot.
On my laptop?
Yes.
Yep, www, yep.
Dot anydesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, anydesk.
Yep.
Dot com.
Dot com?
Yes.
Yep.
Now press the enter key and what is coming up, let me know.
Hang on. Support now.
Download now. Click on download now, just below that.
I download now, yep.
Now on the left down bottom corner, do you see any file came up? In the left down bottom?
Yep. It's downloading. 2 minutes left.
Okay,
1 minute left. 30 seconds. 20. Okay. It's done.
Click on that.
Open it up.
Yes, click on that. Now what comes up?
Hang on, I'm trying to open it. It's not.
Just single click, left click on that, it will automatically open.
Oh, okay.
It's not a
true. Yep, opening any desk. Yep. Okay, alright. Okay. Click on it.
Now it is telling you opening any desk, just hold. It will open up. Automatically.
Okay.
When you see the numbers coming up which says your address, do let me know.
Oh, shit. I don't know where it's gone.
What can you see? What can you see?
Is that all part, any, download a game? It says download a game.
Click on download again.
It downloaded, but I don't know how to bring it up.
Click on download again. Click on download.
Yeah, I've done it. Okay.
Now, do you see the file came up, a new file?
Yep.
On the
bottom
left
hand corner?
Yes.
Click on it?
Yes.
Alright, opening any desk?
Now just hold.
Yep. Now it's just come up with any desk and applications next to it. I think it's just showing me where it is.
Okay, what are the options coming up? Tell me.
Just any desk and applications. I'm on a Mac.
You're on a Mac.
I think it's showing me where it's installed to.
Okay. Are you using a MacBook?
A MacBook, yeah.
Okay. Just hold for a moment. Now, at the very top where you have written anydesk.com, you need to type over there another thing I'm telling you. Type over there www.
Www. Yep.
TeamViewer.
What's that?
T as in tomorrow, the letter T.
Yep.
E as in Edward E.
Yep.
A as in Apple A.
Yep. TeamViewer?
Yes, TeamViewer.com.
Yep, TeamViewer. .com, okay, enter.
Now what come up, let me know.
Yep. Okay, it's got remote desktop sharing, remote data backup, remote desktop firewall, secure remote access and support, remote support tools.
Okay, do you see all the options coming up? Now do you see any option which says TeamViewer, the remote connectivity software?
What am I looking for?
TeamViewer, the remote connectivity software.
No, it's just got remote desktop sharing, remote data backup, remote desktop firewall, secure remote access, and remote support tools.
Okay. On the very top, once again, you type from the beginning at the very top. It will be www. Do it slowly.
Yep.
Do not.
Yep. Yeah.
Team.
Yeah.
Can I start for you?
TeamViewer.com.
TeamViewer. TeamViewer. TEAM. Team.
Oh, I am. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
I thought you said. Okay. All right. Try now.
TeamViewer.com.
Okay. Yep. With most trusted remote. Except for cookies.
Click. Yes. Accept all cookies and click on download for free on the
yep.
black color.
Yep.
Now on the left down bottom corner, you will see a file coming up.
Yep.
TeamViewer.dmg.
Where did it go? Download TeamViewer?
Yes, click on download TeamViewer.
Yeah, there's another thing that says.
Now on the left down, do you see came up, a file came up
yep.
on the left?
Yes, files are coming up, 24 seconds. Hang on, 16.
Take your time.
Yep, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay?
Click
yep.
on it.
Open it.
Yeah, open it up. Now, every option you can see, let me know.
Hang on, open download. All right. TeamViewer, yeah?
Yes. Now what can you see after that?
Hang on, I'm trying to open it.
Tell me the options coming up. It will be easier for me. Tell me the options.
It's just got my downloads. When I clicked on my download, okay, it's opening up, install TeamViewer.
Click on, double click on that, install TeamViewer. Double click on the icon. Install TeamViewer. Double click
okay.
on that. Now click on open.
App download from the internet. Are you sure? Yes, open.
Open. Open.
Okay. Look, this computer come up. Two computers. I accept
okay,
the EULA.
Yes. Click on that checkbox. I accept the EUL.
Yep.
Click on the checkbox.
Continue.
And click on continue. Yes.
Install things so would like to access files in the download folder. Okay.
Okay. Click on. Okay. Correct.
You will be welcome to TeamViewer installer, okay?
Yes, yes, yes. Continue,
yep,
correct.
Yep, this will take 290.7 megabytes of space on the computer to
continue,
install.
Continue, yeah, installer, continue at the bottom.
Yep.
Click
yep.
on that install.
Our password.
Yeah, now you need to put your computer password. Whenever you try
okay.
to log into your computer, you put a password, put that password.
Okay. Install software?
Yes.
Yep. Huh? I don't think it works. Hang on.
Yes. Take your time and put the correct password.
Yeah, I am. Okay. Preparing to, yep. It's installing.
Okay. Now you will see any other options coming up. Let me know.
Installation was successful.
Yes. Now, do you see any options, close or finish, anything like that?
Review system access.
Yes. Now, do you see over there screen recording? And right next to the screen recording option, there's an option which says request access. Do you see request access?
Yes, and it's got denied here.
Just click on the request access first.
Yes, there's two of them. So, but click on both of them or?
Click on the screen recording one. Do you see any option screen recording?
Screen recording. Yep, yep. I've done it. Yep.
Now, what can you see the next option? Open system.
Open system preferences.
Yes.
Okay, it wanted me to open my system preferences, so I've done that, and security
yes.
and privacy has come up.
Now, listen to me carefully. Look on that page. There is a left down bottom. There is a golden lock. Do you see a
yep.
golden lock?
Yep.
click on the lock. Click on the lock, put the password. Put the password of your computer.
Unlock. Yep.
Now, do you see a TeamViewer icon?
Yes.
Click on the TeamViewer icon. Make it check.
Yep.
Now, what
just
do you
click
see?
Click the box.
Yes.
TeamViewer will not be able to record the contents of the screen until it is clear.
Yes. Click on OK or continue.
Or quit and reopen.
Click on later. Do you see later?
Later. Yeah.
Yes.
Later. Okay. Yep.
Now what can you see?
Just got security and privacy come up again with the TeamViewer icon.
Now left-hand side of that page, there is an option which says accessibility.
Yes.
Click on the accessibility.
Yep. Double click.
No, single click. Now right next to that accessibility, there is an option of the TeamViewer icon. Do you see a TeamViewer icon right next to it?
Not right next to it. It's on the right-hand side.
Yes, right-hand side. Click on the TeamViewer icon and make it check.
Yep.
Now close this page. Close down this page.
AP accessibility one.
Yes. Close down this page.
Close it. Yep. Close it all. It's just the last page. It's got reduce system access.
Close
screen
this
recording.
Close this page.
Allowed.
Close this. Close this page as
well. Yep.
Now what do you see?
Allow remote control and my ID.
Tell me the number.
Yep. 1568.
Uh-huh.
865.
Uh-huh.
004.
And
there's a password too.
Tell me that. Alphanumeric password there will be.
Yep,
933. 933.
Yep, and lowercase to KK.
Sorry, I didn't get you. 933 then?
Yep, KK.
K as in kilo, K as in kilo.
Yep.
Then?
And U?
U as in umbrella.
Yep, and then a 3 and then a Q.
3 and a QQ as in queen, that's correct?
Yep.
Now just hold for a moment. Let me verify the ID and the password. Tell me the ID number once again. What is the ID number?
1568.
Uh-huh.
865.
Uh-huh.
004.
004.
Yes.
I'm telling you the ID number once again. No, just hold from. I'm telling you the ID number. It's 156-886-5004. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Just hold for a moment. Just hold for a moment. Let me verify the ID and the password. While the time, just leave your computer as it is and you can come back to your cell phone. On the cell phone, there is an application which says AnyDesk. Open it up.
Is this going to take much longer?
Right now, if we are just going to cancel all the charges. Do not worry about that. We are just
Tracking activation come up. Tracking activation come up.
Click on cancel first. Click on cancel.
Yep.
Now, just hold for a moment. You will receive a security warning from the server. If you see that, just do let me know. Now click on start now.
Start recording or casting.
Start.
Cancel?
Click on start now. Start now.
Yep, start now. Okay, yep. Now it's flashing under remote address.
Okay. Okay, now just be on hold. Let me talk with my supervisor what type of security we are going to put right now to your ING and to your NAB account, because both the accounts are being used right now from those fraudulent persons. So, okay, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to create an appointment with the NCA department. Do you know anything about the NCA, the National Crime Department?
No.
Now, this is the government agency there. They deal with the anti-fraud stuff, like those fraud, cyber crimes are going
on. Okay, I'm not having to. Can you please get this done?
Yeah, so no need to worry. I'm going to make an appointment with them right now. I'm simply going to transfer this call to their department. Right now, we are going to simply transfer this call to their department, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so just hold for a moment.
Yep. Please God, this isn't a scam. Please God, this isn't a scam.
Hello.
Sorry.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Bilson. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thanks.
All right. Now, I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department regarding some fraudulent activities. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, may I know that what do you have understand after spoken to the eBay department that what is exactly going on?
What?
May I know that what do you have understand after spoken to the eBay department? That till now, what you have understand after spoken to them, that what is going on your personal details, why you have received this call? Can you just tell me?
Can someone help me? Can I please speak to the person I was just speaking to, please?
I'm sorry?
Can I please speak to the person I was just speaking to?
Why you are shouting at me?
Can I please speak to the person I was just speaking to, please?
Basically, they are from the eBay department, and your call has been connected to
the person I'm speaking to, please. Hello?
Oh, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes. Look, I really need to get this done.
Yes, so we are trying to, so you need to cooperate with him right now. What he is asking, you need to just simply answer.
But him, okay? That money's been taken out. What do you mean? I haven't been trying for this, man.
No money is being right now taken out. They have tried to purchase. We have just hold this order. I have told you before. Remember?
Yeah, no, I haven't been talking to someone about what just happened.
Yes, so right now they are the anti-fraud department. You can trust
them. I just want to get this done, please.
First be calm, ma'am. First be
calm. I've been here for an hour.
I understand that, but this is all. You can see that it's your IP is being hacked by those people.
Do I need to finish this application? Do I need to do anything else?
No.
I need to get off this phone.
Yes, you have to right now. It will take some time, so you need to just talk with him what he is telling you need to do, and then he will block the overseas illegal hackers permanently.
Oh my God, okay.
Yes.
You can you hurry up then, please?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm not.
Why are you talking at me?
Can I please just get this done? I'm in a hurry, please.
Why do you have to go?
What are you business?
Do you know about how to talk? Oh, God. Do you know how to talk? Do you know how to talk with a government agency? Why you are talking to me like this?
Why are you looking for as well?
I'm sorry?
Are you Indian?
No.
Who am I talking to you for?
Why you are shouting at me? Are you lost your mind?
Put me on the phone to the other guy.
What do you mean by that?
Put me on the phone to the man I was just speaking to.
Okay,
I'm
now,
not going anywhere with you. You keep throwing me around.
What do you mean by that? What I have done to you? Oh God, why are you becoming nun?
Put me on the phone to the other man.
Karma. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. First of all.
Okay.
Listen to me first. Okay, listen to me first. Where are you right now? You are in front of the cell phone or you are in front of the computer?
There's some bitch coming up on my laptop, my ING, huh?
Sorry?
How can my ING just come up on my bench?
It's from the automatic server. Because right now we are blocking
this
the overseas
person
from...
There's something wrong here.
What is wrong here? Right now, did I ask you any of your personal information over the call, ma'am? Just let me know. Did I ask you that?
Something's not right here, mate. Something's not right.
What happened? What is wrong? Tell me what is wrong.
How can my ING come up on my laptop there?
It will be automatically from the server. Right now, we are going to first of all block those overseas persons from your
ING.
Can
you do that? The other guy keeps fucking me around saying, what are you running for?
Okay, I understand. Sorry for that. Okay, log into your ING from the computer.
No, I'm not doing that, mate. No, I'm not doing that.
Then we will authorize all the payments. Then you can have, the money will be debited from your account, both the accounts, $2.99 and it's $3.99. Two payments.
But my ING account's got nothing to do with anything. I don't use ING.
Yes,
okay?
I understand.
I'm not doing it.
Then I will authorize the payment, then it will be fine for you.
What's your name?
Alex William, from the beginning you are talking.
That's not your name.
Alex William, yes.
Can I speak to the manager then, please?
You were speaking to with me from the beginning, madam.
I want to speak to the manager, please, Alex.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I just want to get this done.
Okay, listen to me first. This is Alex William.
Oh, I want to speak to the manager. I am not putting in my ING details. It's got nothing to do with anything. I am not doing it.
Okay, ma'am. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Jonathan. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay. First of all, tell me, how are you doing today?
This is a scam, isn't it?
Ma'am, listen. If you shout on me, it's not going to resolve the problem. Ma'am, listen to me. Shouting on me is not going to resolve your problem. If you don't let me speak, how are you going to help you out? You tell me then.
I need to get off the phone.
Now listen to me very carefully. The thing is that what has happened without your authorization, without your knowledge...
My ING has got nothing to do with anybody!
If you don't listen, I will not
be
explaining.
It's got nothing to do with anybody!
Shut up, ma'am. You need to listen to me. First calm down and listen to me, okay? What has happened? You need to understand my words, okay? Without your authorization, ma'am, if you don't listen, how can I explain you the things?
I'm just gonna hang up. Fuck it.
Listen to me first of all, okay? The thing is that without your authorization and without your knowledge, someone has tried to miss you. Ma'am, are you there? Are you there, ma'am? Can you hear me? Now listen to me. The thing is that without your authorization and without your knowledge, someone else has tried to misuse your information. And by using your details and your information... Okay, once you're done with your shouting, then tell me. Until you stop shouting, I'm not going
to...
Listen to me. I'm not here to waste your time or my time.
Okay, can you just get over the
phone? Stop screaming on me.
I'm just going to fucking hang up in a sec.
If you hang up the call, we're going to make a report and we're going to send it to the police, listen to me. Now listen to me. By using your information, this fake account has been created on eBay by using your information. Now, if you don't cooperate with us, we're going to make a report and we're going to make an arrest warrant on your case. You're making the things like that. You're creating the situation. First of all, calm down.
If you tell me to calm down once more, I'm fucking hanging up, and I'm gonna fucking call Rita myself.
Ma'am, you are not listening to me. How can I help you then?
If you tell me one more time, I'm gonna hang up.
Okay. Now the thing is that without your authorization, as because your identity details are getting compromised in our platform, we already put all the international transactions on hold. Okay. The people who are misusing your identity details, they have all your information with them. Okay, we can show you in front of your own eyes. We are trying to help you out for that. If you don't calm down, you have to be patient with that. Okay,
you're not gonna lie,
ma'am. We don't need any of your details. Why would I need your details? What should I do with your details? You tell me.
Are you gonna tell me how to fix this or not?
I'm going to help you decide.
Are you going to tell me how to fix this or not? Or do I hang up right now and go away, guys?
Okay, do a thing. Open up a new tab on Google.
On what? My laptop or my phone?
On your laptop. Leave your phone as it is. Just do it on your computer. Open up a fresh page of Google Chrome. Minimize each and every page and open up a fresh page of Google.
Yep.
Have you done that?
Yep.
All right. Now, don't do anything. Our server is going to provide you the security. All right. It will come up on your screen. Now, what do you see on your screen?
Someone's using my fucking laptop right now.
You're connected with the security server, ma'am. So, the robotic server is helping you out. You have to be patient in each other. Now, what exactly you can see on your screen? Please let me know. If you think we are not legitimate, then we haven't asked, Do you know what is validator? Have you ever used this application?
Okay,
please open it up. Please open the W3C Market Validation Service. Open it up. Now let me tell you. This is an Australian government website from where you can check all your internet activity status. Like online If you don't listen, ma'am, I'm not be able to help you. You have to be patient, ma'am.
I've got somewhere to go. I need to get off the phone anyway.
Why are you in so hurry? You don't want to.
Is that okay with you?
Is this the way you talk to everyone?
Is this the scam that you're doing to everyone?
Ma'am, if you are from any XYZ team, we have asked your details.
I've got a doctor's appointment, ma'am.
Ma'am, you have to be patient about this, okay?
Oh my God, are you going to say it one more time? You're wasting my time!
It's about your own security of your information. If
oh
you don't
my
think
God!
About this,
are you going to tell me what to do next or what?
Yes.
I'm in a hurry.
Okay, now this is the web address from where you can check your online activity status, okay?
Oh my
your
God.
Online. Now, do you see an address panel where you can type something?
Yes!
Type on the middle of your screen. Do you see an address bar where you can type something
yes.
on the white panel?
Yes!
Don't shout on me or else I'm not going to help
you. Yes!
Now type over there, www. Dot.
Yes.
Have you done that? Then put the name of your bank, ING Bank.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Oh. Sorry.
You want to continue with the security, right? So
my ING account has nothing to do with anything.
If you don't listen to me.